This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Thursday morning. It's September 10th, 2026. 81 degrees outside right now under partly cloudy skies. Looks like we're finally going to be getting some of that much-needed rain and some relief from that heat. 7:06 in the morning right now. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. A teenager accused of killing his own brother over a video game is headed to trial. What investigators say led to the crime. Edmond police are investigating after a 15-year-old boy was found dead. The latest on that case. A massive wildfire in McLeod leads to evacuations. We'll talk about that one. Oklahoma City judge is coming under fire for using AI to prepare court orders, the discipline he could face. Edmond is launching a new program to help parents of kids struggling with mental health issues. We'll tell you about the program, what it does, and how it's being paid for. The Oklahoma State Fair just around the corner, what you can expect to see and do in a live interview. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News on Freedom 96.9. A 19-year-old Oklahoma City man is accused of killing his older brother during an argument while playing video games. He's now headed to trial. Police say William Spencer became angry with his 25-year-old brother Nicholas and stabbed him back in January. Spencer called 911 himself, telling dispatchers that he stabbed his brother and needed help stopping the bleeding. Nicholas was taken to the hospital where he later died. Spencer was arrested at the scene and remains in the Oklahoma County Jail on $10 million bond. His arraignment is set for November 23rd. Edmond police are investigating after a 15-year-old boy was found dead inside a home following a reported shooting. Officers were called to a home on Lapwing Road just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and found the teenager suffering from fatal injuries. Police say at least one person was inside the home at the time. Investigators are still working to determine exactly what happened and what led to the boy's death. Police say they believe this is an isolated incident, and more details will be released as the investigation continues. A wildfire near McLeod burned about 40 acres on Wednesday, damaging or destroying several structures and forcing evacuations. Firefighters from Pottawatomie and Lincoln counties battled the flames from the ground and the air. A nearby business owner and his employees helped to evacuate about 15 people, including an elderly woman caring for five disabled family members. Crews also helped to protect homes as the fire spread. Evacuation orders remain in place on Wednesday night as firefighters work to put out the hot spots. No injuries have been reported. A southwestern Oklahoma judge is facing possible discipline after admitting that he used ChatGPT to help prepare a court order that cited at least two cases that don't exist. The Oklahoma Attorney General's office says there's not enough evidence for criminal charges, but the Oklahoma Supreme Court could still take action. The case is another warning about so-called AI hallucinations, as Oklahoma courts increasingly caution judges and attorneys that AI-generated legal errors can undermine the credibility of the justice system. Well, Oklahoma is moving ahead with major changes on how young students are screened for reading problems. Starting next school year, every district will have to use a statewide reading screener to identify literacy gaps and determine what extra instruction students may need. The state expects to select that screener by the end of this year. Meanwhile, an alternative reading test for third graders at risk of being held back is being selected next year as Oklahoma prepares for its new third grade retention law taking effect in 2027. Edmond is launching a new program to help parents of children struggling with mental health issues. The First Parent Cafe is Wednesday night, offering a judgment-free place for parents to connect, share experiences, and find local resources. The program is funded through a federal system of care grant and partners with Edmond Public Schools, Edmond Family Counseling, and North Care. Parent cafes will be held the second Wednesday of each month in Edmond First United Methodist Church, with dinner served at 5 o'clock. Well, diesel prices are hitting record highs here in Oklahoma, with a statewide average reaching nearly $5.50 a gallon. AAA says that's up about 77 cents from just a month ago and nearly $2 from last year. Gas prices are also climbing, with regular unleaded averaging about $3.82 statewide. The higher diesel costs are affecting truckers, businesses, and ultimately consumers, since diesel powers much of the nation's freight and truck works. And let's talk a little bit about this, because the Trump administration really needs to get this under control if we expect to retain control of Congress this November. And at this rate, I don't think we will. You don't have to own a diesel truck to pay the price for this expensive diesel. If diesel costs more to get food, construction, materials, and everything else to the store, eventually you're going to be paying the bill for this one. So we want you to weigh in on this. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. If you're a Trump supporter, and I myself to be a big Trump supporter, but if you're a Trump supporter, are you concerned that he's been, let's say, distracted lately? It seems like he's really out of touch with the struggles that Americans are feeling. Nobody cares about renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America or renaming New Mexico. Those $5,000 checks that he was talking about yesterday, we all know deep down inside that none of us are ever going to see those checks, just like we never saw the Doge checks, just like we never saw the tariff checks. And even if we did see those checks, that would add $1.3 trillion to our already $40 trillion deficit. So it makes no sense to do this, and it's really no different than trying to buy votes, which is something that we slammed Joe Biden for doing when he tried to offer to buy votes by paying off people's student loans using your tax dollars. So it's really no worse. We need to end the war in the Persian Gulf while drilling and refining more oil domestically, preferably right here in Oklahoma, where nobody does it better than we do. Diesel isn't just something that truckers use. It's an input for almost everything that Americans purchase, trucks, trains, farm equipment, delivery fleets. All of these depend heavily on diesel fuel. Higher fuel costs eventually work their way into the prices for food, building materials, packages, other goods. At the end of the day, you're the one who's picking up the tab for this. In Oklahoma, AAA, again, is currently putting diesel price at about $5.50 per gallon. That's compared with about $3.29 just a year ago. And you'll recall, even a year ago, prices for everything were too high. So if we're talking a roughly $2 per gallon increase, for a truck with a 150-gallon tank, that's roughly, what, $300 more per fill-up than just a year ago. And that's without taking into account any additional surcharges or operating costs, that kind of a thing. It's going to have a big impact here in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is particularly exposed to this because of agriculture, trucking, construction, the energy industry, and other industries that rely heavily on diesel. A farmer pays more to operate tractors and harvest equipment. A trucking company, for example, pays more to move the product that the farmer has just harvested. A contractor is paying more to operate heavy equipment. Eventually, those businesses, it boils down to two choices. Either they absorb the higher costs and make less money, or they pass them along to you and me. So ultimately, you and I are going to be paying for this, along with the increase in prices that we're seeing because of the multiple tariff wars that we're having right now. That's why this isn't simply a story about what somebody's paying at the truck stop. It's a cost of living story. It's impacting each and every one of us, and it's going to have an impact on the November elections. Food is especially vulnerable because diesel is used throughout the entire food chain, from the bottom on up, from farm equipment to trucks hauling the products to the stores themselves. You're seeing fuel, and specifically diesel fuel, being used. The current spike is being driven, as we know, heavily by disruptions to global oil and diesel supplies associated with the conflict over in Iran and other international supply disruptions. That makes domestic production, refining capacity, and reliable energy infrastructure important parts of this conversation. And I think, again, not to beat up on Trump too bad, but I think that's really where this administration is failing. Remember the whole drill baby drill thing. How many refineries have we built since Trump got into office? How much more drilling have we done since Trump got into office? How many nuclear plants have we built since Trump got into office? These are all important questions because business relies on energy, and we need to have this energy. And right now we simply don't. And, you know, it's really cool that we're taking over all the oil that's in Venezuela. That's a really good deal. But we're not going to see any benefits from that for at least 10 years. And the oil that they're pulling out of the ground in Venezuela is very dirty, very nasty oil. It's good for making products, making plastic, making tar, that kind of stuff. But it makes it very, very difficult to be refined into usable gasoline, usable fuel. We really need more domestic drilling here in order to accomplish that. And at the same time, like we've talked about in the past, we need more nuclear. We can't just be relying on our fossil fuels. We've only got so much of it. So why not supplement that with things like nuclear power, like solar power, like wind power? The goal shouldn't be simply to subsidize high fuel prices, though. The long-term question is, how do we make energy cheaper by increasing a reliable supply? We know here that in the United States, we've got considerably more oil underground than Saudi Arabia has. The problem is we got to dig for it. We got to get to it. And that was one of Trump's initial plans when he first ran, is to make us energy self-sufficient. But here we are 10 years later, and we're still not seeing that energy self-sufficiency that we really need to. This is going to hurt us in the midterms. President Trump himself acknowledged yesterday that Americans are facing higher energy costs. He says he expects prices to fall after the November midterms. No, make them fall now. If you can make them fall in November, make them fall now. Do what you need to do to make them fall now, because chances are in November, you're not going to have Congress anymore. And if we lose Congress, basically Trump's agenda is gone. It's scrapped. The remaining 2 years, he's going to be facing impeachments every single day and twice on Tuesdays. And he's not going to have time to fulfill what his real agenda is. The clock is ticking here, Mr. President. We got to get moving. From a political standpoint, waiting for relief until after the election doesn't solve the problem for families and businesses that are struggling with it today. These are the exact same families that are going to be hitting the polling booths come November. These are not the people that you want to tick off. Whatever the cause, the administration has a responsibility right now to attack the problem aggressively right now, not to tell Americans to wait. You're saying that in November we're going to see some relief, but what's the plan for that relief? Just waiting is not going to make it happen. Whatever the cause is, the administration needs to move now. That could mean focusing on increasing domestic oil and gas production, ensuring better refining capacity, addressing supply bottlenecks, and working diplomatically to stabilize global energy markets. Right now, we're not doing that. The political reality is simple. Voters don't experience inflation through economic reports. They experience it when they fill up their gas tank and when they buy groceries. And I think the president's going to be experiencing it, and I think that Congress is going to be experiencing it come November. Well, like we talked about during the newscast, Edmond is launching a new parent cafe to help families dealing with children's mental health challenges. The program would give parents a place to connect, share experiences, and find local resources. What are your thoughts on this? Is this a good idea, or is this just another feel-good waste of taxpayers' money? We want to hear from you at this one, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's 81 degrees outside under partly cloudy skies at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServiceProOKC.com. Check it out. Freedom Traffic got some construction issues causing delays. Danforth between Santa Fe and Kelly in Edmond. May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Game day in my house is everything. I get out of class, I grab my gear, and get to the game because I can't wait. And my dad, he does the same thing. He's an official here in Oklahoma. He makes the tough calls, stays cool under pressure, and knows ball like nobody else. I want to be just like him. You can too. Sign up at highschoolofficials.com.
As Election Day approaches and Oklahoma makes its voice heard, make your voice heard here every day. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the Parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regard to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m., on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. It's Thursday, September 10th, 2026. Finally getting a little bit of break coming up from the long heat wave that we had had. Look for mostly cloudy skies throughout the day today. Cooler with a chance of showers and a high of 83 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, humid, low of 71. On Friday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 91 degrees. Then on Saturday, cloudy with a chance for showers and a high of 93 degrees. It's 81 degrees outside right now at 723. Well, Edmund is starting a brand new program aimed at helping parents whose children are facing mental health challenges. The First Parent Cafe is this upcoming Wednesday, giving parents a place to connect, share experiences, and find resources. The program partners with local schools and mental health providers. Parent cafes will be held every single month at Edmund First United Methodist Church, with dinner served at 5 o'clock. I think this is a pretty good idea. We simply don't do enough here in Oklahoma for those struggling with mental health issues, and then we wind up just warehousing them in our jails and our prisons. But I want to hear from you on this one. Chances are you or somebody you know has dealt with a child who has a mental health issue. So do you see a benefit from a program like this? Give us a call, 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in, 405-608-4377. When a child is struggling, the entire family is affected. So giving parents a place they can turn where they can find resources, share experiences, and simply hear that they're not alone could be one of the most valuable parts of this program. Parents don't have to face something like this alone. Raising a child with serious emotional or mental health challenges can be overwhelming. Having other parents to talk with can make a real difference. My wife and I, we fostered a little girl who had some real serious mental and emotional issues. And it was no walk in the park. It was quite a challenge doing that. A lot of things that you don't prepare for. There's no way to prepare for. It would have been nice at the time to have some type of a support system and to be able to talk with other parents who've gone through similar things. A support system can reduce isolation. Parents oftentimes, and I know we did with her, oftentimes feel like they're the only ones dealing with behavioral problems like this and school issues and counseling appointments or the various levels of crisis that the kids are facing. We used to dread every time the phone rang and we saw that it was the school and we're thinking, okay, what now? And you really do kind of feel like you're the only person who's dealing with this and everybody else's kid is acting just perfectly and it's your kid that's the problem. It's practical, but it's not just for emotional support. Parents, in this case, they can learn about local counseling. They can learn about school-based services. They can learn about crisis resources and other programs that are available to their families. There's help out there, but sometimes finding that help is the biggest challenge. Parents can also learn, in a case like this, from other parents. Sometimes some of the more useful advice that you get comes from somebody who's already been through the exact same experience. You find out from them what worked, what didn't work, where they found help, what resources were available to them. You let somebody else do some of the work for you and take some of that heavy lifting off your shoulders. Also, we know that early support can potentially prevent problems from escalating. So giving parents resources and information earlier on might help them recognize warning signs and seek assistance before situations reach a crisis level. So before that child snaps, before that child gets into trouble at school, before that child considers suicide, if we can reach the child beforehand and give parents the tools they need to keep moving forward with it, it's going to potentially save lives. It also creates a community around families. So oftentimes when you're talking about mental health issues, you're talking about the person who is suffering with those issues. You don't talk about the family members that also suffer as a result of those issues. Mental health struggles can make families feel isolated. Regular meetings like this can give parents an opportunity to really build relationships and continue meeting with each other outside the cafe, to build friendships, to build a support system for themselves so that when they need that help, they can make a phone call. I do like the non-judgmental aspect of it. I think that's important. Parents dealing with difficult behavior or mental health issues can oftentimes feel like they're blamed for it or they're being judged by it. I know, again, when we were raising this particular child, when the school would call and when the teachers particularly would call, we were feeling pretty judged here because a lot of it was, you know, why aren't you better parents? Why aren't you taking, why aren't you getting better control of your child? Why aren't you dealing with her better? Why don't you just punish her? That kind of thing. When the reality is it simply wasn't that simple. She'd gone through a tremendous amount of trauma when she was much younger. And by the time that we got her, sounds terrible, but she was damaged goods. And she had a lot of real serious issues. Creating a place where they can speak openly, parents, and make them more comfortable for asking help, that's pretty important. And that's something that we're not seeing enough of. There's not enough access to that type of thing for parents. It also connects parents to existing resources instead of reinventing the wheel. So Edmond already has various different resources in place. They've got schools, they've got counselors, they've got behavioral health organizations that work with children. What the cafe does is it helps parents to understand what's available and how to access it. And sometimes that's the toughest part because you're not a psychologist. You don't know exactly what's wrong with your child, and trying to find the exact fix at the exact right place is among the more challenging aspects of raising a child who has mental health issues. The monthly format also gives families an ongoing resource. So I think it's a good idea. I'm all for it. Well, a teen accused of killing his own brother during an argument over a video game is headed to trial. We'll have the latest on the case. Edmond police are investigating after a 15-year-old boy was found dead inside his home. What we know about the investigation. A wildfire near McLeod burns dozens of acres and forces evacuations. We'll have the latest on the fire and the damage there. The Oklahoma State Fair just around the corner. We'll have a live interview previewing what you can expect to see, eat, and do. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments. It's 81 degrees at 729. You're listening to Freedom's First News on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. President Trump says the first 2 years of his second term have been the most successful 2 years in the history of the presidency. Union heads representing New York City firefighters say lives may have been saved had city officials revealed results of toxic air quality tests soon after the 9/11 terror attacks. There's still a large portion of people on the Hawaiian island of Kauai without power after Hurricane Lowell hit earlier this week. President Trump doesn't expect gas prices to come back down before the midterm elections. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer sued streaming giant Netflix for allegedly harvesting child user data, something he says Netflix vowed never to do.
We allege Netflix violated Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A few years back, a severe wind and hailstorm tore through my neighborhood and ripped off half the shingles right off my roof. I figured my insurance company would do the right thing. I'd paid my premiums for years. I was wrong. They lowballed me. They delayed. They acted like the damage was somehow my fault. And I'm a lawyer. I do this for a living. If they'll fight me that hard, imagine what they'll do to a family who's never been through it. That's exactly why I do what I do. When the storm passes and the insurance company starts giving you the runaround, you do not have to face them alone. At McIntyre Law, we know their playbook because we've lived it too. Call us. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding. Call us at 405-777-7000. Let us do the fighting so you can get back to rebuilding.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. A Del City teenager charged in the fatal stabbing of his brother is headed to trial. 19-year-old William Spencer stabbed and killed his 25-year-old brother Nicholas during an argument while the two were playing video games earlier this year. Police say William Spencer called 911 and told dispatchers he'd stabbed his brother and needed help stopping the bleeding. Nicholas Spencer was pronounced dead at the scene, and William is charged with first-degree murder, remaining jailed on a $10 million bond. His formal arraignment is scheduled for November. Commissioners in Cleveland County have approved a $20 million settlement related to a 2022 jail death of a Norman business owner, Shannon Hanchett, known to many as the Cookie Queen. The agreement passed on a 2-1 vote and removes the county from the federal lawsuit, though it does not admit wrongdoing. Insurance covers $2 million, while Cleveland County will pay the remaining $18. A pedestrian was killed early Wednesday morning after being hit by a vehicle on I-35 in southeast Oklahoma City. 30-year-old McCullough Gooseby was running across the northbound lanes when he was hit. The driver told investigators he saw the pedestrian but was unable to avoid the collision. Troopers say the driver initially left the scene but was later located and is cooperating with the investigation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Come on, pit crew. We got to get this car back on the track.
New tires on, boss. Should I grab the nitrous?
Forget the nitrous. Get the driver a cupcake from Okie Dokie Bakery.
Yes, sir.
This tastes fresh.
There's more where that came from, kid. Finish up the race and we'll have a half a dozen cookies waiting for you.
Got it.
He's in first place!
He won!
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit us at okiedokiebakery.com.
Now, where's my cookies?
Come celebrate America's 250th birthday with us at Rustic Rebel Barn Sales this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. We have traveled through 8 states and over 3,400 miles and brought back items from Roy Rogers Estate Sale in Apple Valley, California, antique swords, and first edition books dating back to the 1700s. We will also have primitives, antique farm implements, and many other items. Vendors will include the Pottery Gals, Stitched by the Heart, Coca-Cola Collective, and a new vendor featuring reimagined clothing, woodworking, and more. Mount Zion will have concessions and a bake sale. Don't miss Rustic Rebel's Barn Sale this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5, 4011 North Radio Road in El Reno.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mainly cloudy skies with slightly cooler temperatures, though it will remain humid with a chance of showers and a strong thunderstorm. This rain could be advantageous, but there is a potential for flash flooding. The high will reach 83 degrees. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will be humid with intervals of sun and clouds reaching a high of 91. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. It's 81 degrees outside right now under partly cloudy skies at 736. Wait, there goes the phone real quick. Let me grab that. I apologize. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Hey, morning, Aaron. It's Bubba in Stillwell. Bubba. Listen, my dad was born
a conjoint.
He was you know, one of them Siamese twins?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, conjoined twin.
Yeah.
But they was separated at birth. So I have an uncle once removed.
Uncle once removed. I get it. Let's check out your Freedom First News now on Freedom 96.9. A 19-year-old Oklahoma City man is accused of killing his older brother during an argument while playing video games is now headed to trial. Police say William Spencer became angry with his 25-year-old brother, Nicholas Spencer, and stabbed him back in January. William called 911 himself, saying that he had stabbed his brother and needed help stopping the bleeding. Nicholas was taken to the hospital where he died. William was arrested at the scene and remains jailed on $10 million bond. His arraignment is set for November 23rd. Well, Edmond police are investigating after a 15-year-old boy was found dead inside a home following a reported shooting. Police were called to the home on Lapwing Road just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and found the teenager with fatal injuries. Police say at least one other person was inside the home when it happened. Investigators are still working to determine what led to the boy's death. Police say they believe that it was an isolated incident and will release more information as it becomes available. A wildfire near McLeod burned about 40 acres on Wednesday, damaging or destroying several structures and forcing evacuations. Firefighters from Pottawatomie and Lincoln counties battled those flames from the ground and from the air. A nearby business owner and his employees helped to evacuate about 15 people, including an elderly woman who was caring for 5 disabled family members. Crews also worked to protect homes as the fire spread. Evacuations remained in effect on Wednesday night as firefighters tackled hot spots. No injuries have been reported. Oklahoma is moving ahead with major changes to the way that young students are screened for reading problems. Starting next year, every district will have to use a statewide reading screener to identify literacy gaps and determine what additional instruction students might need. The state expects to select that screener by the end of this year. An alternative reading test for third graders at risk of being held back is expected to be selected next year. The changes are part of Oklahoma's new third grade retention law, which takes effect in 2027. Edmond is launching a new program to support parents whose children are struggling with mental health issues. The first Parents Cafe is on Wednesday night, providing a judgment-free place for parents to connect, share experiences, and find local resources. The program is funded through a federal system of care grant and partners with Edmond Public Schools and Edmond Family Counseling and North Care. Parents Cafes will be held every second Wednesday of every month in the Edmond First United Methodist Church. Dinner will be served at 5 o'clock with a program running from 6 until 8. Diesel prices are hitting record highs in Oklahoma, with the statewide average now around $5.50. AAA says that's about 77 cents up in just 1 month and nearly $2 from last year. Regular gasoline is also climbing, averaging about $3.82 a gallon statewide. Higher diesel prices don't just affect truckers. They can raise the cost for farmers, construction companies, delivery services, and businesses that rely on transportation. And those higher costs can ultimately be passed on to consumers through higher prices for everything from groceries to building materials. A southwestern Oklahoma judge could face discipline after admitting that he used ChatGPT to help prepare a court order that cited at least 2 cases that don't exist. The attorney general's office says there's not enough evidence to pursue criminal charges, but the Oklahoma Supreme Court or Court of Judiciary could take action. The case highlights the growing concerns about so-called AI hallucinations and the legal system. Oklahoma courts have warned judges and attorneys that failing to verify AI-generated information can damage credibility and integrity of the justice system. So let's talk about this one just a little bit, because maybe this judge is onto something here. In many ways, as we know, our justice system is a complete failure. Justice is supposed to be blind, but we see time and time again that people with money and power are treated much differently in our justice system. So maybe it's time to do away with the lawyers and the judges and the juries and let artificial intelligence decide the fate of those accused of crimes. We just saw with the Lindsey Clancy case where she admitted she killed her three kids. Her lawyer admitted that she killed her three kids. The police say she killed her three kids, yet a jury couldn't agree on whether she's guilty. They let their emotions get in the way of the facts in the case. AI doesn't have emotion. AI is like a toaster. It's just it's a machine. It makes decisions based on law and based on facts, and it has an almost limitless knowledge of the law, much more than any juror or judge in the country. So what are your thoughts? We know we have the technology now to do it. Why not change our judicial system just to make it an even playing field? 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in on this one. 405-608-4377. If we already accept that humans can be biased, emotional, inconsistent, and sometimes simply wrong, shouldn't we at least explore whether a properly designed artificial intelligence system could apply the law more consistently than humans do? If AI can examine vastly more law and more precedent than any human judge, while being specifically prohibited from considering race, wealth, appearance, social status, why should we automatically assume that 12 strangers in a jury box will somehow produce a fairer result? There's kind of an old joke that a jury is basically comprised of 12 people who are too stupid to get out of jury duty. There is a lot of reality to that. And I think that we saw that with this this most recent case with Lindsey Clancy. That was the wrong decision. At the end of the day, she killed her three kids. Yet you've got a jury who completely writes that off. The bigger question is the human system actually the fairest system? So the Lindsey Clancy mistrial raises some fundamental questions. If 11 jurors reportedly favored one outcome and one juror prevented a unanimous verdict, is a jury of 12 people really the best mechanism for determining justice? The Clancy jury deadlocked after weeks of testimony and 7 days of deliberation. The jury system that we've currently got in place isn't much different than the jury system that we got at the founding of this country back in the 1700s. Maybe it's time to update it. And at the same time, we get the pleasure of firing a whole bunch of lawyers. But maybe it's time that we even the playing field a little bit. Human beings bring emotion and personal experience into a courtroom. Jurors can be influenced by sympathy, by the defendant's appearance, by their own experiences, or how they perceive the defendant and how they perceive the victims. In the Clancy case, the jurors had to evaluate extraordinarily emotional evidence involving the deaths of three children and competing claims about severe mental illness. So if you want to weigh in on this, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. AI potentially offers what a jury can't offer. It offers consistency. A properly designed AI could be instructed to evaluate the exact same facts under the exact same statutes and precedents every single time, rather than having an outcome depend partly on the personalities and experiences of 12 randomly selected people. There's some intriguing research to support that idea. I did a little bit of digging into this. A 2026 study comparing GPT-40 with human judges found that AI applied precedent competently and, unlike the human judges in the experiment, did not allow sympathy to influence its decision. And then let's talk about the obvious, the money, the race, the social status. We just saw a little while ago where a woman who was friends with Governor Stitt, who committed a horrible crime, she was wasted and slammed into a woman, severely injuring her, changing her entire life. But she got some preferential treatment because she's friends with the government, governor. One argument for AI is the defendant's wealth should not matter. A computer doesn't know whether somebody is represented by a $2,000 lawyer or a $200,000 lawyer, unless that information is deliberately incorporated into what the computer is deciding. Likewise, an AI system could be designed so that race, gender, income, social status, all of these would be legally irrelevant inputs. The decision would be based only on evidence, applicable law, and legally relevant facts. Nothing else would play into it. That's pretty attractive compared with a human jury, because jurors inevitably bring their own experiences and perceptions and biases into the deliberation room. But there's an important distinction. We can't honestly say that today's AI is inherently unbiased. Researchers have found that current AI systems can themselves produce distortions and errors, systemic errors in some cases. The Oklahoma judge case, that kind of makes the argument for that, and that's the fascinating part about it. In this case, the case involving this judge, demonstrates both the promise and the danger of AI. He used ChatGPT for legal research, and the resulting order contains citations to two non-existent cases. So critics can say, obviously, if AI can invent cases, why should we trust AI with somebody's freedom? But the counterargument is, humans make mistakes too. Why assume that humans are automatically the safer alternative? Going to be very interesting to watch, because as AI continues to evolve, this is probably going to be something we're going to be more seriously talking about. And these aren't minor questions. They go directly to due process and the constitutional right to a jury in criminal cases. Well, the Oklahoma State Fair is just around the corner. It's going to run from Thursday, September 17th through Sunday, the 27th. It'll include the America 250 Observation Wheel, the world's largest portable observation wheel at 230 feet tall. It'll have Disney on Ice that runs September 17th through 20th. Live concerts on the Chickasaw Country Entertainment Stage. Various stage performances throughout the fair, plus numerous new food vendors and unique treats, including specialty items like the mango bourbon pork rib, pork belly lollipop, and mac and cheese stuffed meatloaf. Sounds awesome, honestly. Coming up after the break, we'll talk about all that and what there is to see and do at the fair this year. It's 81 degrees under partly sunny skies at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic. Got some construction issues causing delays. Danforth between Santa Fe and Kelly in Edmond. May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
When you give to OMRF, you're fueling medical research in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And you can receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. Donate today at omrf.org.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check, same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Foundation Church is launching in Mustang, Oklahoma. We are built on Jesus, growing together, and making an impact. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and be part of what God is building. Visit foundationchurch.live for more details.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Government could stop spending, but they don't want to. Government could reduce taxes, but they don't want to. The government could cut your taxes by $9,000, and you could keep the $9,000, and then your whole family benefits because the government cut taxes and you got to pocket $9,000 extra dollars.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Finally getting a little bit of break from the heat out there. Today we'll see mainly cloudy skies, cooler, chance of rain showers throughout the day, and a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and humid with a low of 71. On Friday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 91 degrees. Then on Saturday, cloudy, maybe a chance for showers and a high of 93 degrees. 81 degrees outside right now at 751. Well, the Oklahoma State Fair is almost here. That means 10 days of food, rides, live entertainment, and plenty of Oklahoma tradition, from deep-fried favorites and carnival thrills to concerts, livestock shows, and family attractions. There's something for just about everybody. State Fair runs September 11th through the 21st at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. Scott Munns is with the State Fair. He joins us live this morning. Morning, Scott. How are you?
I am just fine, but I do need to correct you, and I don't like to correct the host, but the dates are 17 through 27 this year.
You are right.
The 11th, it would be way too close. We open a week from today on the 17th of September.
Okay. That's what happens when you rely on ChatGPT.
That's all right. That's why I'm here. I'm going to correct ChatGPT.
You handed me a cheat sheet, and you were smart enough to put on the very front page the food, because that's what a fat guy like me cares about the most.
Me too.
And that's when I go to the fair, that's what I'm mostly looking for these days. The days of riding the rides and that kind of stuff, the shows are kind of cool. There's a lot to see in the buildings, but there's going to be some really good food there this year. Talk a little bit about that.
We have over 50 new food and drink items. We're very proud of a collaboration we're doing with James Beard Award-winning chef Black, Andrew Black, who's got a couple restaurants here in town. And he's doing a deal. His mango bourbon pork ribs. It's his mother's recipe. It's a Pearlmester pop-up. That's one of the restaurants he has down in the Skirvin, I believe. And that'll be over in the Champions Barbecue. So we're really looking forward to that.
And you've had that before.
I've had that before. I tried them. I tried the pork lollipop, which is good. And I tried the sweet heat brisket biscuit. That's a mouthful,
not only to say,
but it's a mouthful to eat. It's very good. There's a lot of items on there that I'm excited about. The meatloaf stuffed with macaroni and cheese, two of my most favorite comfort foods, all in one deal. And anytime you can put anything on a stick and make it walk around food, it's very conducive to the fair.
Who doesn't love food on a stick?
Everybody does. I mean, that's just the walkability.
Better.
I mean, they do walkability studies in major cities to see about how, you know, people get from point A to B. We only worry about whether or not you can walk around the fair and not have to worry about sitting down with a plate and a knife and a fork. We want to walk.
Eat your meatloaf.
Put your meatloaf on a stick and pizza's on a stick. Everything's on a stick.
One of the other cool things about the fair, one of the coolest things is, well, the people watching above and beyond everything else. Love doing the people watching, counting how many mullets you see, that kind of a thing. But the exhibitions in the different buildings, what can we expect to see? And the nice thing about those, by the way, is they're free.
Yeah, we have a lot of things. I always like to say we can entertain you for probably 5 or 6 hours just for the price of a first-run movie.
Yeah,
and we've got plenty of shopping in the Bennett Event Center. We've got a Route 66 family zone. Everybody in the state seems to be leaning into the Route 66 celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that also. We're also celebrating America 250. We have the America 250 observation wheel, which is the largest traveling observation wheel in the world.
It's a Ferris wheel, basically, right?
It's a Ferris wheel, but it's enclosed gondolas, so it's 230 feet in the air, so they call it an observation wheel. It features historical fun facts on 45 presidents and some other American history. So it's 80 feet taller than the wheel we had last year.
Really?
Yeah, so it's quite a bit taller, and it's going to be very interesting to see the panoramic views from up there.
That's pretty cool. We my wife and I did the wheel last year, and it was surprisingly huge.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you don't realize how big it is until you get to the top of it.
Oh, yeah. When you crest that top, there's a certain exclamation as you're cresting the top and you come over the... So go 80 feet taller and then see what that's going to be.
But don't eat your... Don't eat your food on a stick before you go up there, then, for obvious reasons.
And a lot of the other rides that are spinning and turning in multiple directions, you don't want to eat right before, but those are fun, too.
You'll basically be like a human sprinkler.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
And there's a reason why there's hoses on the deck.
Talk to me about some of the rides, too. That's what the kids love the best.
Yeah, kids, we have unlimited carnival ride armbands, good for any day. They're on sale now. You save $10 if you buy them before the fair opens, so... Through the 16th of September, you can save $10 on a Carnival Ride armband. You can buy them once the fair opens also. You can get a fast pass if you want to take a leapfrog to the front of the line. So,
nice.
You know, we have plenty of spectaculars there and plenty of things to turn you upside down, twist you around, spin you out.
How much are the day-long passes?
Armbands are $25 now, $35 once the fair opens.
That's not bad.
Monday through Thursday, Friday through Sunday, they're $40 advance, $50 once the fair opens.
Still, that's not bad, too.
Oh, no, it isn't. So when you think about buying individual ride credits or whatever, if you're going to ride more than like four or five rides, it merely makes sense to buy the unlimited ride armband.
Absolutely. Going to get back to the food again. Every single year, got to stop and get the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, it's one of the big three, cinnamon rolls, corn dogs, and Indian tacos.
Yep.
Are the three biggest sellers out there. Cinnamon rolls are Silver Dollar Bakery. It's Dan Rowlett. He's been out there forever. I don't care what the weather is. There is always a line at his place.
Every single time.
All the time.
And I work for the sheriff's office, and they always not only give us free ones, but if we don't take one, they'll like walk up to us, approach us, and give them to us.
Oh yeah, no, he's it's amazing. It's a tradition at the Oklahoma State Fair, it really is.
Yep. And it reheats very, very well too. So if you get a couple of them
with icing, do you put icing?
Oh yeah,
of course you
got to put the icing and the nuts on it. Otherwise, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
With the icing, you load it on by the gallon.
Yeah. Oh, no. Have you to see him make those, it's quite amazing. Besides standing in line for your cinnamon roll, to watch him in the window as he lays the dough out and all the butter that he throws in there and all the cinnamon sugar that he throws in there is just amazing.
And
he's got it down to an art.
It's worth that line weight.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is. It's one of the, like I said, it's one of the big three at the fair. It does very well along with... corn dogs and Indian tacos.
So how do I find more information? I'm assuming you guys got a website.
Yeah, we've got a very robust website. It's okstatefair.com. It's got all sorts of information about what we talked about and much, much more. It is mobile responsive, so if you open it up while you're out on the property, it will size your device. We feel that's a better way to disseminate the information than putting an app out there because you know how to find your way from one corner to the other, and it's just a matter of having the information at your fingertips.
Yep, and I can purchase my tickets online too, or do I have to get them there?
You can purchase them online. They're on sale now at the OKC Fair Park box office, online at okstatefair.com, or by calling 405-948-6800.
And again, the Oklahoma State Fair this year running from September 17th through the 27th.
1 week for today for 11 big days.
It's going to be a blast, man. Hey, thanks so much for joining
us.
I appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in this morning to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft.